the best of the week on Relevant Radio.
How do you deal with fear? And what role does your faith play? How do you trust in God in the midst of threat and danger? We're tackling all these questions and more on today's show as we talk about fear and trust with our spiritual director for the day, Father Chris Walsh, who serves as pastor of St. Cecilia Church in Philadelphia. Robert's calling in from New York. Good afternoon, Robert. Welcome to the program.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. My question for Father Walsh is, we read so much about, you know, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, with so many scriptural references to not fearing because of faith. In my own experience, I have a lot of fears, and yet I try to have faith and believe in God. How much fear is warranted if one has faith? If one has faith, does that imply that your fears are limited?
Yeah, I don't know your specific circumstances, you know, Robert, and certainly this wouldn't be the forum to expose that. But I think if we think back a few years ago to COVID, right, there was a bumper sticker and T-shirts, right? You know, I choose faith over fear, right? Well, at the beginning of the pandemic, when we didn't know what it was, I think there needed to be a healthy fear, right? What is this virus? How's it affecting people, right? And so it wasn't like, you know, oh, you know, if you wear a mask, if you're washing your hands, if you're, you know, if you're going to get a vaccine, then you don't have faith, right? No, that's ridiculous, right? We have to understand where our fears are coming from. I think where the scripture is coming in, and we always have to look at scripture in context, right? We're going through the readings about Stephen, who's the first martyr. And, you know, we're told that Stephen remains resolute, right? He's not fearful, even though folks are coming to get him. Well, in some sense, you could look at that and say, well, Stephen's nuts, right? People are coming to kill him. The Romans are going to kill him. The Jewish leaders want him dead. How is it that he's not afraid? Well, because similar to those Psalms you quoted, you know, he's saying, you know, Lord, I choose your ways. You know, why? Because, I might die. I might die. But in the end, my soul is going to be saved. And so I think that's what we have to look at. Like, what are your fears, Robert? Are they keeping you from living life? Are they keeping you from trusting in the Lord? Or do the fears actually appear and become opportunities for you to trust more in the Lord?
Mm. And that might be a good jumping off point. Thank you, Robert. Thank you for the call and thank you for the question. Very astute one at that. But that might be a good jumping off point, Father, to talk about, well, perhaps we can look at God in a way that conjures fear that does go beyond what the fear of the Lord is supposed to be particularly about. For instance, we could see God as this smiting God that's just waiting for us to mess up so he can, you know, lay out punishment and cast us
sure.
in hell, that sort of thing, yeah? So how do we avoid that end of the spectrum as well, Father?
As always, I think it comes back to what is our image of God, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a loving Father who desires my salvation? Is it a loving Savior who wants to walk with me? Is it a loving Holy Spirit who wants to sanctify me and who wants to reveal to me the gift of peace and patience and understanding and generosity? So often we have to come back. If God is a policeman, if God is a despot, you know, okay, well, yeah, I'm going to have this bizarre fear, and anything that bad happens, well, that's just God punishing me. Well, does God punish us at times? Yeah. Or does God use the things of life to cause punishment? Sure. Yeah, that's real. But I would say let's come back and understand who God is. Again, because you have fears does not mean you don't have faith. But I think the fears reveal an area where you could grow in faith.
Hi, this is Patrick Conley. You can join me and listen on the Relevant Radio app to The Inner Life, live each weekday at 11 a.m. Central. And thanks for listening.